tonight's 12-minute talk. Running shots.
Running shots. Running shots.
Timer good?
Yeah.
Timer is going?
Yeah.
So this 12-minute talk is going to lead into a later date full podcast. Probably one of the most missed shots in predator hunting, probably, is running shots. And I've noticed on myself, what really brought this about was, for years I shot traditional varmint calibers up to like other super hot rods. Now, I'm going to go ahead and like put a classification on hot rods, and I don't know exactly where that is. I'm just going to play with it and pull up a bunch of data, and that's going to be the full podcast. As far as velocity range goes, like what velocity range, what does that start where I don't have to really know much to pull off a running shot? Like, because there is, especially like once you break into that 37, 38, 39, 4,000 feet per second realm, obviously the flatter, faster shooting, the less you're going to have to worry about some sort of follow through or hold over, what have you. And for years, that's all I shot, like 20 to 50, all into the hot rod 22 Creeds and hot rod 6 Creeds and everything else. That's all I shot for a fair amount of years. So running shots just wasn't that big of a deal to me until it got out to further ranges. Obviously, the further it goes, the more you're going to have to lead an animal. And on these superb hot rod cartridges, like, it's not really much of a thing within a certain range. Like, you just, if you're right around the front of the shoulder, you're going to hit just behind the shoulder most times. Like, it basically gives you like a cheat code running these faster cartridges. And by faster, again, I'm talking like, I'm going to say like 3,600 and above. Like, that's where you don't really have to have a whole lot of experience. You just need to make sure you follow through properly and touch off at the right moment. Now, as many know, COVID changed a lot of things for myself. I had to start dialing it down on all these other hot rod cartridges and start running more efficient cartridges because of, component availability. I got to feed my need. So that's what led me into really shooting a bunch of Valkyrie and then a bunch of 6ARC once it became more prevalent and we got stuff to load and everything else. Don't you fall over. Also, I shot a bunch. It moved. I'm just like, no! I'm going to go ahead and move my drink just in case. So, in the meantime, I also shot, like, in the same time, I got out of the shotgun into the short-barreled ARs. But, same reasons, like availability of ammo and components and everything else. Like, shotgun ammo dried up for a little bit because everybody went out and bought it at home defense shotgun. And after they bought all the factory, like, buckshot for home defense, they started turning to varmint hunting buckshot and BB shot and everything else because that's all they could find. So, and if you haven't watched that video, why I stopped carrying a shotgun, go back and watch it. I don't want to get into that again. But in the meantime, I started running these short-barreled ARs. So what you end up with is a cartridge, regardless of what caliber it is, in a short-barreled AR configuration, is a projectile that's moving much slower. Like, especially when you start getting in that 14.5, no longer than 16-inch territory. You're going to be looking at, and you don't really, an AR-15 platform, don't really matter what projectile. Well, I was running for that little bit heavier projectile. Because, again, we live out here where there's pigs and everything else. So, I typically run something that's going to do both jobs. So, within the weight range, barrel length and everything else, you end up with this like sub 3,000 feet per second realm. Even like on my 14.56 arc running 58 grainers, which I did primarily most of last season, at 3,200 feet per second, I was stomping on pretty hard, probably a little bit ridiculous, but anyways, you're still looking at sub 3,000. I mean, and then like if you're running super heavies, you're looking at weights of like 2,500 feet per second. Like a 108 factory ammo and a 14.5. Maybe even less than that, depending on the barrel and all this other stuff. But anyways, what I realized was there was a there was a gap in my performance myself, which led me down this road of deep thought on cartridges. Like, here I was thinking that I'm pretty good at running shots. And reality is I just always ran calibers that were so fast you didn't have to be very good at running shots. Just like a point and shoot type scenario, especially within certain yardages, like closer up, obviously the more you just put it on shoot. So it's led me down this path of deep diving this subject. And this is just like the entry level. The full podcast is going to be much more in depth, where I'm really going to deep dive and give you like velocities to be shooting for if you don't want to practice a lot of running shot stuff. But this one is just going to be like an intro. And put some things out there people may not think about. Like if you're running a 223, 14.5, and you're running like 68 grains or 75 grainers, and you're missing a lot of running shots, if you don't have the ability or want to get out and practice, you may want to look at a cartridge that's a little bit faster. You may want to start looking at like your 22-50s and, you know, stuff like that. Like the faster the velocity, the less lead. Like that's literally the name of the game. Now, I'm not saying it can't be done. After screwing up and hitting way far back on many coyotes, it just had to ingrain myself like, oh, no, you need to pull way far ahead and track them a little bit further for yourself. Now, still, I'll mess up a few running shots. That's just part of it. Like, you need time on the rifle with running shots and practice that. Now, the hardest part is practicing a running shot. Like, not everybody just go out and build a certain setup for range to practice a running shot, which I'm probably going to start on one next year. But if you have any rabbits, that's a good way to practice because it's typically a smaller target than a coyote. And some jackrabbits can run incredibly fast. So if you can get out and shoot some rabbits, practice with that rifle, you're going to be much better off. Now, I will say this. Having the proper scope for this seems to be way better, meaning don't go in there with an overpowered scope. Like this 3-18 right here is about as high powered as I would get. And also, again, we've talked about this before, I ride the magnification as a coyote's coming in, meaning as it's coming in, I'm zooming in closer. And I keep it that way, and I keep my hand on the magnification ring, which is why I'm such a huge fan of throw levers, which I actually knocked this one off this morning. Because if it decides to break and run, I'm going to go ahead and open that magnification up a little bit and then track through. And what I typically do is I come in from behind it and I pass over it. Now, the more you can shoot one rifle and the more you can shoot at moving targets, the more you'll start to learn. Like at this yardage, it requires this type of lead, essentially. I never recommend that. I see a bunch of people try it. I never recommend that whole get to a point and wait on it to cross your point, because that your brain's probably not going to work fast enough. Like the best thing you can do is track in from behind it, follow through, and once you get so far ahead of it, depending on the velocity of the cartridge, touch off. Now, again, this is hard to do because like you have to be on several stands where there's a running coyote to really get good at this. But there are ways to practice it, meaning, like I said before, rabbits, good practice, especially jackrabbits that get going pretty fast. But also, if you live in an area that you can do this, now I'm not going to recommend this, you know, just make sure you have a good backdrop and everything else. There are clay, they're not birds, they're actually called rabbits. When we call them rabbits, I don't know what they're actually called. There's a clay thrower in a certain clay bird that you can get. It's called a rabbit. It's meant for chunking across the ground. And that sucker, some of them throwers, they can make it go really fast, and it'll actually hop over bumps and stuff like that. Like, I'd have to imagine if you got really proficient at shooting those, you'd probably be okay. Now, it's going to be one speed, and I don't remember what the top speed is. It's been 20 years ago. I'm actually looking into getting another one out here, but I have to build a certain berm setup and all that stuff. That's what I said. It's going to be next year. But there are ways you can practice this. And apps like StreetLock will give you the option to look at Holdover. You type in, you go into the app, and I don't know about the generic StreetLock, but it's the StreetLock Pro. It'll give you actually what holdover you need at that range. That's a good learning utensil, essentially. Like, you can see about where you need to be, but don't ever get caught up on getting to a point and pulling the trigger. Like, follow through is imperative on running shots. If you have pigs, it's good to practice on running pigs because they are a bigger target. Usually when you shoot the first one, the rest of them are going to run, especially if you're running a loud gun, you're uncivilized. You know, some people won't take running shots on games such as hogs, rabbits, and whatnot. Take those running shots. The only way to get better is do it more often. Also, if you're just having trouble with it, maybe look at a faster cartridge. 1 minute left. So, be looking for that full podcast. It'll be probably a couple of weeks before I put it out because there's a lot of it's going to be very data driven, and I got to look at a lot of information, a lot of my notes to figure out like where that velocity range is to where you don't have to be as good at running shots. Now, the way I'll end this is for nighttime running shots. Like, the game changer for myself is when we come out with the chairs. Like, we finally come out with the chairs. What people don't understand, don't realize, is these chairs were in development for quite some time. And when we finally come out with it, when I paired our chairs with a, at that time I was running a 10 twist, 25 inch barreled 22 Creed, I could not miss running shots. Because also, I mean, you're looking at like 3,750, 3,800 feet per second on a 70 grain projectile. And you're looking at, like, in a chair, I was able to basically get it to where it's almost like a turret. You just fall right through, touch off. And that's, you know, that's my biggest push for, even if you don't buy a TPH chair, which will be in stock very soon again, hopefully never run out again. When you move from, like, a stationary sitting position to a chair, your hit percentage on running shots will go up. Every single one of our customers I've talked to, that is like the most number one talked about thing, is their hit percentage on running shots do go up dramatically. Because you are able, it makes it way easier to get on a running shot, like track up from behind them, follow through, touch off when you need to. But, I mean, the only thing you could do, everybody hates missing, but the only thing you can do to get better at this is try it more often. Like, if you shot one cow and the other one takes off running, if you have a clear backdrop, take a shot. Just remember, stay calm, track in from behind them, follow through, touch off where you feel like the lead is proper. And it's going to be based on velocity and everything else. But if you can utilize those apps like StreetLock, you might get an idea of where you need to be holding over as far as on your horizontal line. That's pretty much it for this one. Be sure, go check out alleyammunitions.com. We have lots of new stuff. Optics, e-calls, predator hunting stuff, TPH calls back in stock. If you're in Midland, go by Alley Outdoors. Indoor gun range, all that good stuff. There's lots and lots of new stuff in there. Lots of stuff available. Ammos and whatnots and optics and rifles and everything you can think of. And we'll see you guys next time.